XS Shafir, who's a what's good? Welcome back to another episode of Malume is Mike.
Yeah, really.
Got Clyde motherfucking 2.0.
No, we need to.
Oh, it's the wave.
We got Clyde 2.0.
And you thought I was fired.
We got Primetime Lucas.
In the cut.
And we've got Malume himself. Then that's me. So today we're talking about a whole bunch of things, guys. First of all, we're doing a life update.
How are you? How have you been?
How are you guys been?
How are you guys doing?
If you guys missed us, yeah, we've missed you.
Yeah, it's been a while. How long has it been? Four weeks.
Not 4 weeks.
I'm sure we
did two podcasts and left.
That's four.
Four.
Oh, you did two.
I did two.
Yeah. Matari was on. He was suspended. Matari was suspended for a minute.
Yeah. Show.
The mamos forgot tradition. Let's read some comments from the previous episode.
Yes. Yeah.
We missed you guys.
Let's go back to tradition.
Yeah. We'll go to the most recent one, which is
the most. Do the most. Didn't you do the most popular one there, or the most?
No. I'm saying the most recent podcast. Yeah. You know when else we shot?
When?
Yo, I think it was like
2018,
2 months ago.
Yo, I'm sure never. I've only got one hit one.
Yeah, gone.
My iPhone didn't be like
you. Okay, where is it? Navigating your passion. Oh, that's Cindy motherfucking gun.
Oh, that's when I was fired.
Yeah. So the top comment is from All Things Unati. I'm learning so much from these videos. I literally have a notebook and I'm writing notes as I go. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Then we got Lily. She goes, I am yet to follow my passion because of my background. But like Lucas says, school is literally a means to an end at the moment. Get a degree, get a job, help elevate my family, then I can pursue my passion. That's exactly what I did.
Hey, good luck
shout
with
out,
that.
Shout out. I'm glad people get value from these conversations.
Yeah, because that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Giving you guys value in a comedic way.
Yeah.
Because my daddy is very funny.
Yeah, and good looking.
This is what we've got.
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about dealing with breakups. But before that, we're doing a little bit of a life update.
Yo.
We went to Botswana.
You want to start there?
Hey, man, you should start. I think we'll go this way.
I should start?
Yeah. Tell us what you've been to. What have you been up to?
What have I been to since the last episode?
Since you were fired.
A few talking stages here and there.
Yeah. Not too many.
A few failed ones. You know what's crazy about the talking stage?
Yeah.
That thing has potential to break your self-esteem.
It's so crazy. The other time we were talking about how somebody you met 3 weeks ago could really make you feel inadequate.
That's so true, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us. A few taking stages, get the school thing again by mistake.
By mistake.
But we'll see it through.
That means he's back in university. he said, get that school thing again. Get that school thing again.
They speak in codes.
Yeah, that's what girls mostly complain about.
They just speak in codes. But mysterious.
I just don't understand you.
But I said, I'm going back to school. Yeah, but then, a few. Yeah, we're still trying. I'm still rocking. Trying my best every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
See, you trimmed the beard even.
I trimmed the beard. I wanted to look 21.
Yeah. And it's working.
What do you think?
21. 20 motherfucking one.
is that the highlight? Is that it?
Wait.
Yo, this is what happens when you go for 4 weeks.
Sorry. Was that the I'm trying to think back. What happened? Yeah, a few failed talking stages here and there. Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp.
Hey, you're on all platforms.
First of all,
Facebook. I'm still giving girls a chance though.
Yeah.
I want to find love.
Ish.
I think now I'm going to.
Yeah, my mom was saying that by 27 you should be married.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. I'm like, I'm already 20. What? Yeah, besides that, yeah, I'm still rocking. I'm still like operational.
No. Love it.
Tato, I'm kidding, Lucas.
Okay, yeah. For me, highlight, I also went back to school.
Yeah.
So that has been a big change.
Yo,
big
if my parents had to hear you guys, they'd be like,
"We lala."
We're not lagging. Jesus.
Yeah. So I decided to go back, and it's been quite a challenge, you know, but interesting, but challenging. Because I'm also working, and Gamo, I'm doing school full time. Like I couldn't get it part time. This doesn't like people coming in K5.
Gaff clutch.
They want you there like you're an undergrad. So I'm out here doing undergrad things and at the same time, I have deliverables go merogo. That's a bit challenging. But you know what? I always say, if something is not difficult, then it's not worth trying. So
that's why they love you in the comments section.
Oh, Fatima.
Hey, I'll achieve them before I'm going to go to the house.
Hey, me, and I'm going to go straight. Okay, life update.
You got so big.
Me!
I was going to go to Botswana.
Now we definitely win there.
Yeah, you guys saw the announcement. announcement. If you guys don't know, Mo and I broke up. Rishi just bought a house now. Huge. Jokes.
Who bought a house?
I'm joking. But yeah, Mo and I broke up. Very, very sad due to personal problems.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when we're speaking about dealing with breakups later in the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, obviously, you guys all dragged me. Because you know they said on Twitter. I posted some statement like, yo, can we please have some space during this time? And I said that because most of the time, subscribers like check on me. Like, yo, you're good. Because we're all the family you're getting. So I was saying, yo, guys, please don't check up on me. Because if you check up on me, you're going to trigger me.
Yeah, you're going to ask, where's this person?
Everyone's like, who's this person? But come on. They're saying, what did they say? Yeah, they're like, update, space. Mm. And people are saying, just give him space, give him space. They don't even know who he is.
Yeah,
so I got dragged a couple times for like 2 weeks. Twitter.
And I don't understand why people are like that. You really could just keep scrolling.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Don't go out of your way.
Like one saying should stick. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah, we're trending as well. Multiple YouTube videos about our breakup came out. My mom told me she heard about the breakup on the radio.
Yeah,
on the radio.
Is that the price of fame?
Everything has its cost.
Yeah,
everything has its cost.
Shame, but one thing I'll never do is, let me tell you, ladies, because a lot of girls have been shooting this shot at me. I'll never post another girl on YouTube. So if you want to be a YouTube star through me, it's not gonna work.
First and foremost,
before you go further, why did you decide that
not to post? Because I saw that when you post the person you love, you are bringing your love forward to the world's opinion.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying? So people are going to always comment on things. Sometimes you'll post a video, people will love you guys. Sometimes we'll be like, no, Mo's not okay. Then they pester you, they DM you. People actually like become a family, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we push. So people now become invested in your life to the point where some people even become obsessive.
Yeah, they feel entitled.
They feel entitled, obsessive. Yeah. And they say, no, but you would decide to bring your relationship forward. Oh, you're clean. Mm. But I never said I was going to talk about everything.
Yeah.
So I think I wouldn't do that just to protect my relationship and to protect my partner. Yeah. I cannot. This did not affect my relationship at all with Mo. Mm-hmm. Like the whole YouTube stuff. If anything, it made us have so much more fun.
Yeah.
But there were obviously parts where it was a bit overwhelming. Like, okay, people need to chill.
Yeah.
It wouldn't affect us, but it's like a thing of people that are irritating from the outside.
Yeah. Hey, we're already getting into the breakup conversation.
Oh,
can we get back to the update?
I want to talk about So I turned 25 this year. I'm born on 12th
of March,
1997.
Mm.
I genuinely said, you know what? What am I going to celebrate? Why am I celebrating in South Africa?
every year.
Also, I was running away because I actually know too many people.
Yeah.
So I said, let me grab my closest friends and then let's go to Botswana.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, because there are a lot of things in Botswana are beautiful and amazing.
Okay.
True that.
Like the infrastructure, agriculture.
Of course. And the animals.
And the people.
So many cows.
The cows is one thing we didn't see. We just saw goats.
We saw cows.
Those cows are thick.
Bruh. Are we talking about cows?
Yeah.
What cows are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Little boo. There was literally a goat at every corner.
Yeah. So Botswana is not anything like special. People, even the people, they always say, why are you guys coming to Botswana? We genuinely go to Botswana because of the people.
Yeah.
Like the people are amazing. The women there are amazing. The guys there are chilled. And just like, it's like when you go out in Botswana, because it's only like one proper club, like a proper club cigar.
Yeah.
It's huge. It just pops. So we knew that we could go there. We could host a cigar. I wanted the road trip with the boys. The road trip was fire. We literally got drunk from.
We drank. We didn't get drunk.
But we like drank. We got turned up.
Yeah.
We were singing. Oh my way, you can't get on my I feel like money today.
Nah, it was nice. It was nice spending time with you guys.
Like, yeah.
I really
need a break.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. Like I was like, time to like have chats, bond, go out, enjoy. Not worry, Joe.
Yeah. The house was great also.
The house was,
yeah.
All had our own room.
We did.
I had my own room. You had your own room?
I had my own room.
Did I?
Did you get bounced from your room?
He sleeps in your room.
Zila
had his own room.
Yeah, I also had my own room. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was
Papa
really
Bless had his own room.
Papa Bless. Even the driver had his own room.
It was big house.
And then we gave our sisters, that's Balipi, Lisa and them, their own room as well.
My room.
Mm-hmm. Was that your room that we gave away?
Damn it. You're a kind man.
You're such a nice bro. Yeah, we were booked in Tlokweng. Tlokweng's like a village, actually,
but it was not far from the city, like from Kabaron.
Yeah, from Gabs. It's not. So it's like a village there, but then there's this really nice Airbnb there. I won't say the name.
Saying it's an Airbnb. They don't have that.
B&B.
Keep saying Airbnb. We're conditioned.
I won't say the name of the place because there was some complications, so they don't deserve this promo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a place, you'll probably find it if it's you looking in Kloppen.
Yeah.
And it's probably like the biggest one.
The only one.
It was a mansion.
It was. It was exactly that. Yeah. It had more than enough room. Yeah.
We even threw parties in Botswana, guys. So when we got to Botswana, what was the first thing we did? Oh, we met up with the girls.
Yeah.
Balipi, Naomi, Lisa, and Tabby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we went straight to get food, and then we went straight to Nando's. Mm. You know how much that platter was?
I don't know, but you were feeling very happy.
Yeah, no, but actually we,
now we were hungry.
Yeah. And shame, we all contributed and paid this though. After that, we went to the bottle store, we all bought alcohol, and then we went to the house. And then we were like, guys, it's the first night in Botswana. We can't not go out. Did we go out that night?
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
We went to Premi
for a drink. Premi was dry. Because it was like a Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah?
And they said it was a club.
It's a Thursday.
It was more like a lounge. Yeah, like a lounge.
But I went to Premi my previous time in Botswana.
How many times have you been to Botswana? For three?
Three times.
This year. Botswana, no?
Must be something. It must be the water.
Yeah, the water.
You know, people always drag me to say this guy. They're saying apparently I found a wife in Botswana, and I have not found a wife in Botswana.
No, but Botswana was fun, man. It's just now it seems like it was so long ago. It was what, a month ago now exactly.
It was in March. It was in April.
Yeah,
but time is flying. Eh?
Yeah, time flies. This year's flying.
Things we're doing a lot of different things at one
at
time.
The same time. Yeah.
Yeah. So went to Premier. Premier was dope. After Premier, we went back to the house.
You know, the problem is I can't remember most of the things we did.
you know which
one to remember, no?
The day I can't remember was the wine day.
Yeah, yeah, so the next day we went to 267 on the Friday.
You saw the pictures. The pictures were
fire. Go check out on IG, Tatar on Betty.
Check me out too.
Like 2.0. These pictures are fire. I think I'm wearing
white. Everybody was wearing white.
Yeah, it's just drip.
No, that was fire.
I think we all bought like maybe like 20 bottles of wine.
Mistake.
We got there.
Oceano Wiggy.
Got there at like 2, left at like 2.
Yeah. That's confession. I don't remember leaving.
Yeah.
I don't remember any single point where we said, hey guys, let's go home. Yeah. I don't remember the car ride home.
It was the driver. The driver was like, ah, wah.
But did he call us one by one? Because no, I remember being
told,
in a group.
He told someone. And then I called the board and I said, let's go. You don't want to stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up.
And then we all got in the car. No one asked questions. Hey, yeah. I threads holding phones.
I think everybody was too excited. Like, we were all over the moon. Like, we were having.
Did you guys experience any Botswana women?
Oh, Batung.
That was a direct question.
Bah.
Did you guys experience any, like, did you guys see anybody in Botswana?
I mean,
who are you asking?
What's not to see?
What's not to see?
Who are you asking?
Did you hook up with anybody basically?
What do you mean hook up?
Like kiss?
No, I didn't.
You don't do that? You don't do that?
But in kiss and tell.
I get you. Did you go with any women in Botswana?
I mean, I met really interesting people, had fire conversations, you know. The sexual thing. I had some very intuitive conversations.
Intuitive?
Yeah. Mm. I learned a thing or two, you know. Tota.
Tota.
Ra. Eho. You know when they call you Ra?
Mm.
In Botswana.
The bar is in the basement.
No. That's a different level. So I'm saying South African is Ra. So obviously in comparison, when you are alone, a part of me felt like, you know, I need to come back again. So Helena Wanyana, where we tar on the Botswana. And you know what's crazy? On IG,
but you know what the thing is, and you need to be careful. Wanyana Botswana, we only met them in very good circumstances.
That is true.
Don't be everything was fine. So
yeah, we met them in a fun environment.
It was a fun environment.
We were hosting.
Yeah.
We were hosting at the clubs too.
That's true.
VIP.
Mm. Yeah, we're in the section.
Yeah. So shout out to them. Shout out to Cigar.
So there's a lot I don't know.
Yeah.
Amara, for the part that I saw.
For the part that I saw, you see. It was amazing.
I mean. Mahari way.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't.
You know, even the previous time, because I was in Botswana. I was in Botswana 2 weeks ago.
Again.
I was in Botswana again 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Makes
a lot of sense.
You can confirm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I misheard you, hey?
What'd you say? Oh, you thought I said I had a lot of...
Yeah.
Oh. Nah, shame. I wonder, there was this one girl that was kind of cute. And I was like, wow, you're actually such a cute girl.
Yeah.
That's all. No, that's all. That's
why I bring that up?
No, because he asked that question. So he has to answer the question as well.
Must be fair.
Yeah, that was fun. And we'll probably... Oh, well. We would like to do it again.
He won't go again.
After the other video, he said he won't go again.
Yeah.
Did they piss you off that much?
Dog, so I was in Botswana the previous time, 2 weeks ago. My previous time, sorry. In Botswana was not the previous time. It was 2 weeks ago. Was not my event, number one. I was just like assisting King Omar.
Was he hosting?
Yeah, they're hosting a party there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should have seen from the beginning, bruh. First of all, I'm not trying to give these boys attention.
Due diligence.
Yeah. But shout out to Keon. Those are my boys. We all got scammed. On the last day to leave, they called a meeting saying they broke. They don't have money.
Yeah. Who? The organizers? The
organizers. I said, that's not going to happen. I said, you guys took the risk of bringing us here. This is your business decision.
Yeah.
If you guys made a lot of money, you weren't going to tell us, oh, I made so much money. Mm. Yeah. Just enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah. Mm.
So now enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
Because
you did a terrible job.
Did a terrible job. But they literally left us stranded at Balipi's house. They all left one by one.
Yeah.
They're saying the transport is coming, the driver's coming, there's no drivers.
Have you had communication since?
No. Yeah. But we took, I can't even say that, but yeah.
Oh, you took letter.
No, yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it that.
Well, basically, because the thing is that they all came home a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because the driver that took us from South Africa to Botswana, KO paid for it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So we took.
And it's not cheap, exactly. Not
cheap, yeah.
No,
let me not say we. Someone in the team took their laptop because they're like, we want to like, we'll give you the laptop back when you pay the money.
No, but that makes sense. Yeah. Though. I mean, honestly,
you owe
like,
me.
People shouldn't do that. Like, I don't think it's good practice. Like, and especially if that's your bread and butter, if that's what put food on your plate, if you have such a review, how are you going to keep making money? Respect your craft.
Yeah, shit, I made a YouTube video about the whole experience on Tata Rambidi Vlogs. Bro, I tarnished that person's brand. Like,
no one
will work with them again. Like, even like people that were there were also getting canceled. So like, let's say I've got friends, as Majita, some other guys, I've got friends there. Because I didn't say the host's name, people were just assuming it's who we were with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those guys came to me like, yo, bro, people think it's us. Can you please clear the
air?
So I did an Instagram story saying it's not these two people.
Yeah.
It's not these two entities. So this person, if they know who it is, it's so chai for him. And I'm actually happy because don't run away, bro. Rather say, guys, let's sleep. Let me try
again. Let me make a plan.
Communicate.
Mm. Yeah. They literally left us, bro. Like, they left us. They left us stranded in Botswana. They lied to us for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on end.
And they couldn't make money because they couldn't pay you because they didn't make money or poor planning.
I think number one, they didn't even forecast the potential sales because if I look at the area, the sales weren't going to be able to cover all those expenses.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, bro, I think they marketed the event in a week. Right?
Like a big event.
And it was a big event. Meant to be a big event.
And I saw, even the boys, I was disappointed in them. I just saw like stories.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? They did like Instagram stories. KO posted, but they did Instagram stories. That's not enough. You must post a YouTube video. There must be some sort of like a pop-up at the University of Botswana saying, yo, these guys are coming. Put a poster somewhere.
Yeah.
They put a couple Instagram, a couple stories would work. It didn't work, bro. There was literally like 12 to 15 people at the event.
That and is you guys.
And us. Bro, when we entered with more people. And like, so I hosted some clubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go to a club and you host, obviously there's payment and then there's also a rider.
Yeah.
You get a rider, it's like you basically get the drinks for the night.
Yeah.
You shouldn't pay for drinks while you're working. Usually we get a bottle of Hennessy. Sometimes we get Jameson.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get like, it depends, maybe champagne.
Yeah.
You know what my rider was?
Mm.
Savannah and Heineken.
You choose that or they gave it to you?
I'm like, this rider, they gave me Savannah and Heineken.
Top pack.
I wish. I had two each.
I'll be like, buy it down, Shabba.
No way.
Yeah, but from my sense, as hard as it is to hear, if you are hired for something, you must take some responsibility for it.
Yeah.
So when I'm asked to come to Botswana, I must act on my part. I'm like, hey, look, let me get a deposit at least.
Yeah.
Show me proof of funds.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's what I was not a part of the process.
Oh.
I was a plus
one. But you're learning still.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. But also to my king, Botswana. The people from Botswana, guys, I love you guys so much. I love the country. I titled that video, Wild Never Go to Botswana, just so you guys watch it. I saw some comments, people saying, don't blame the whole country. I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah.
I love the country. I've been there 3 times this year.
Yeah. And it's March.
Mara, you must understand that, Joe, the way that situation went down, I mean, by all means, it was within your right to feel the way you felt.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because every time we went to Botswana, I was like, yo, I love Botswana.
Yeah.
Now I was busy bashing Botswana, bro. So I had to tell them off camera. Yeah, I was pissed. Like, I was just bashing the play. But anyway, life updates.
Yeah, but that is, yeah, we can move on to the.
What do you guys want to move on to? And why are you guys like heavy now?
Dealing with
you see,
it's tough.
Let me start with my little story. Maybe let me break the ice.
Yeah.
Because I've been the longest year that's been single, has it?
Yeah. No, it's been me.
Okay, anyway, let me tell you this. I didn't tell you this. So the other day,
I know this one,
and I'll tell you why I'm telling you this. The other day, I leave work. It's a Thursday or Friday, whatever it is, and then I'm like in my head. I didn't tell you the full story.
Oh, okay.
In my head, I'm like, "Yo, dog, let me go get some food at a spa or whatever." I go to a spa, ne? As I leave, guess who I see? Oh no, I first seen his sister. Yeah.
Yo.
Maraki show.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been like a year.
Two. Remember, we broke up during lockdown.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen her since. It was the first time I saw her since the 25th of March.
Yo, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, and I've always wondered, how would I feel when I saw her?
Yeah. We've had that conversation generally.
It's not what you expect.
I'm sure you even prepare for the different scenarios. Like I'm going to be sad and disappear. Yeah. I'm going to be not too happy.
I just hope I was wearing a tie because kind of shit. So I get out, I go inside the car, I reverse the polo. Skip manual, so it's not a. So now, as I reverse, I see the sister.
Mm.
But I've seen her before.
Yeah.
Like, hey, and then I'm jiggy.
Oh, so you're in the car at least.
I'm in the car.
Did you get out the car?
No. Hey, let me tell you now. That's when I realized the pitfalls of a manual.
Yeah.
You know when you drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel that my left foot is so heavy. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
I said hello. Manners.
Mm-hmm.
She says hi. I say, are you good? She says, I'm good. And then but then the weirdest thing is the drive. I was going to your house.
Yeah.
On the drive there, the sudden rush of emotion was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with myself. I don't know if I was happy because I've always wondered if she's good or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm mad because those things came up as well. Mm. I was just in a very confusing space. And this happened Friday.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Don't lie, you cried. I'd cry.
I didn't cry.
But it felt like you were crying.
Yeah, my biggest thing was I wanted to know if she's still alive. Type of vibe. Like, does she still look healthy at least?
Yeah,
so
okay.
I got that. And I finally, I feel like I got the closure that I needed.
Hello, hi, how are you? Good, sharp. Closure.
Yes!
That is closure. It's not too demanding.
No, but I premised that. I thought it's been 2 years in between.
Yeah.
No contact. Minimal. I called the ones when I was drunk. Shit. Avoid that at all cost.
I remember that day.
It's not advised.
Oh yeah, you were there.
You know, this guy kept that a secret from me for so long. Like, he didn't tell me.
I don't kiss and tell.
You didn't kiss
I told you.
Yeah, you told me.
Hey, Lucas, dog.
Hey, you won't believe what your friend is doing.
Hey, this body. So mad.
No, but I get it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
But yeah, so I was breaking the ice. You guys, go ahead.
Dealing with breakups.
Andrew, you know what's crazy, ne?
You don't stop dealing with breakups.
You don't stop.
Yep.
So you'll find yourself,
I thought I was
even fine. After so long, right? You'll be in the shower thinking, hey, man, I don't know that time.
Oh.
And then you get in the shower and then you remember that she liked hot water.
Oh.
But then you get out like,
Mara, the craziest thing about it is how you have a mix of emotions.
Yeah.
Like, you get the good with the bad. It's never like, oh, I'm so ill. I'm remembering all the good moments. It's like, I remember the good moments for 2 minutes.
With me, like, I genuinely, when I think back, I just get so happy in the thought.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll be like, yo, this is actually such a good time.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's not a thing of like, such a good time, I want to go back. It's like, nah, for that time,
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mara, you know, the thing that lingers, despite that, the thing that lingers becomes why you left.
Because that you'll never forget.
That you can't forget.
Yeah, don't focus on that.
Mara, it's done.
You can't help it.
Why are you focusing? That's what's going to make you upset.
No, it doesn't upset you anymore.
I think it makes you understand.
It's more of a perspective thing.
Yeah. Also, it depends how, bro. It depends on how you guys ended things and why.
Yeah.
No.
Like, if you're cheated on, it's a different story.
It's different from...
It's different.
From them growing apart or not being able to fix certain problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my experience was quite similar to yours. To say, like, it was...
Hey, don't define mine. I've never defined mine.
No. From
just talking about your one.
I can tell you why I'm saying that. Obviously, I have eyes into my experience from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't a bad breakup. There wasn't anything malicious. No one did anything. It wasn't snacks.
Yeah.
It was more of a thing of, Joe, I don't feel like it's working for me. And there's certain things that I like, that I want, and I don't see them in this relationship.
In you.
Yeah.
Mm, no, wait, don't take the person out of it. It's that relationship. And there are so many reasons why things could have turned out the way they did. It was... A preference thing in a way. Like, you feel that, you know what, I want to define, you know, sometimes you don't define what you actually want for yourself and what you want out of a relationship, because it's very crucial to know what it is that you want.
Also on that point, as a young man or a young person,
bro, you're young. You don't know what you want.
Yes.
So now once you get a little bit, a taste of something that looks good.
And looks like something
good,
you want.
Yeah. Then now you end up compromising on things that you should, that you deserve naturally.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I get that.
So I'm saying I fully get what you're saying there.
Yeah. That's why nigga rarely the demand won't have it.
I think we have the same situation. We had the same situation.
Anyway,
situation. But because of that, right?
Like, it's cool.
Because of that, and remember when we said like it's a perspective thing? It's in the sense that now you are more aware of what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you're more aware, like, this is my boundary. These are my boundaries, or this is what I, these are my preferences.
This is what I deserve.
This is what I feel like I deserve.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going to
do. This is what I can give out.
Mm. Yeah.
This is how
this
is
what
I
I'm
love.
Willing to give out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also receive.
Yeah.
This is what I want. This is what I can do.
Yeah.
So in doing that, I think most of the what do you call it? The nostalgia comes from those gaps. Like you, when I say, I'm not saying like in the terms of bad things, like I'm thinking about all the bad things. I'll think about the gaps and be like, ish, kana.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, yo, can I still need
this
that.
This man said, oh, yeah.
I'm saying, I get what he said, because he told me this. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, so that was my general experience, Well, what I go through as, like, after breakup.
Yeah.
And a part of me feels like that thing and stop her from getting into anything. Because, you know, once I can see those signs.
Have a term for it, man. It's called trauma.
Traumatized, I can't sleep at night.
Yeah. Like, I literally told Leo, I'm like, bro, who am I going to marry?
Yo. Don't put yourself under pressure.
No, I'm saying like I genuinely don't like people. Like I don't like girls.
At least
no man, like
at least for
like,
now.
Yeah. Well, but I think it's just the trauma still. So it's the thing of like I was in a 3.5 year relationship.
Yeah,
fella, yeah, stopper. Who am I gonna take that risk again with?
Are you willing to take
that
risk again?
Am I willing to take that risk again? How long do I wait before I date with the person?
Mm.
So you get what I'm saying? Who is the person?
Mm.
What type of person do I want?
But you know what's crazy in your situation?
Mm.
Whoever it is next will live with the pressures of what the previous one lived.
Do you know what my mom was saying? No.
Yeah.
She was saying that she thought Mo was like
Mako. That's when I joined.
Yeah, crazy.
That's so whoever it is.
Now that's the thing. Whoever thinks they can date me, number one, goes into the previous episode. You got a lot of pressure from my mom loves my ex. So there's a lot of pressure from my mom. I know the subscribers also mess with Mo, so good luck with the subscribers.
Two.
My brother was like, dog.
So much pressure.
My boys are even like, dog. But don't worry. Show them the tattoo.
I don't mind getting naked.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what my daddy's mom says.
What a baddie.
Guys, can you go into Twitter? Hashtag my name is Mike. We're back. Full blast. Hashtag go check my daddy's Instagram story for the spelling.
Hey, Marajo, why did I think you already moving forward afterwards? I'm not going to lie. I've been out of a relationship for how long now?
Since 20 years.
Come on, 2019.
You've been single. Someone will be like, you.
Yeah, me, I've been single. And been you know, single like have, you. Haven't been single for this long. Yo, Wabiti boy, I know my worth.
Yeah.
I can know. Not I'm just compromise. Let me tell you, I am not ready to compromise. If it doesn't feel right, if I don't feel inspired by it, I'll get out.
And that's
I don't mind. But I don't mind. Like, I feel like if it's for me, I'll know. Like, I shouldn't have to look for it. I shouldn't have to force. I think you posted in the grocery shop.
Yeah.
Don't go
hungry.
Yeah, don't go to the grocery store hungry. In the same way, don't get into a relationship because you're lonely.
Yeah.
And your weather's like this will come and go. We're like, oh nah. And I'm still gonna be like, you know what? Until you get a shop.
Yeah.
I'm very content.
I went like, hey, this rain lately made me think.
No, when I got
so you don't like hook up with girls and stuff, or are you saying you don't?
Oh no. I definitely I still have fun.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me twisted. But I'm better because I can like I'm better from my previous self.
Yeah.
Because I can communicate or ejobo no. Let oskadibala. Like don't I'm not in that space.
Yeah.
As much as I can, I try to.
Yeah.
Sometimes
what's a good time to start seeing girls? I think I'm ready to start seeing girls.
No, you're not.
Not yet, nah.
No.
I think I'm literally like I'm too scared to start even speaking to girls, kissing girls. I think I'll do it in like 2 months.
It's the early stage.
You can't put a time on it.
Jokes? Not 2 months, but yeah, when I'm ready.
let's be honest about being guys.
Okay, but guys, don't lie.
How long did it take you to go? Stinky leg.
Also, some guys, like, it's a bad way to heal, but it's a bit effective. But it's bad. It's good to also just like it's, just go back.
That's what you're wrong. I don't think it's effective.
It's not effective, but it's like it's distracting until you're ready to be effective.
You'll get there. Do you want to? Sometimes you want to distract yourself. It's, yeah, it's a lot to deal with.
You know, we always say there's always a cost, ne?
Yeah.
That one that's distracting you, ne?
Yeah.
Will be fun for now, but I don't think it's
yeah. Oh, no. Ne?
The moment when you feel like you're happy, she comes up, but you promised me this. Yeah. You said, oh, Rafa, someone. Well, now when you're talking to other girls, she has a problem with that. Now it influences your life.
Yeah.
So it becomes very tricky.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I think one thing that I did for sure was like, I felt my pain. Like I would sit down and I'd literally sit down for like 4 hours and I literally feel everything
yeah.
and play back all the memories and make sure that I feel it and I cry and I feel it and I cry and I feel it and I cry
yeah.
daily.
Yeah.
Because my biggest fear was living my life to my fullest and then in 3 months potentially regretting everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially being depressed about everything.
Yeah. Mm.
So in this daily routine of sitting for 4 hours like this and then remembering and crying and remembering and crying, I kind of confirmed what her and I had agreed upon, like the breakup. Yeah. It made sense to me. And it's like, I think of like, okay, cool. Now it's time to move forward. And I think also because of the constant communication, because Mo and I broke up for something that we've been speaking about for like a year.
Mm.
So because of the constant communication, we both knew it was time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, it was painful, but like, we saw it coming for months and we're just trying so hard to work on everything.
Yeah.
But then obviously couldn't work.
You tried.
We tried really hard.
Mm. Yeah, that's all that matters.
I was hoping when you were speaking, what are you most nervous about? What's your fear with like regard to the breakup? Do you think about it?
Nah, I don't have anything negative about the breakup. I think it's like a good decision.
Yeah.
You still think it's a good decision?
I think it's a great decision. I think, yeah.
Do you guys still talking?
No, I don't speak.
Do you miss her?
How long did it take?
My
biggest thing, and that's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah.
It was that because you fall in love with someone.
Mm.
Mm.
Things happen, and then maybe you have to break up because it's not working out. It's toxic, whatever.
Yeah.
But caring about something is not a switch you press.
Yeah.
That is
don't stop caring.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever stop caring.
About then how do you? But then how do you manage that? How do you appease yourself in a sense? Or if you do care, how do you find out if she's okay?
Do you call her? Do you?
Yeah, things that we came to the consensus that the best thing for us to do right now is to not speak.
Okay.
For now. So the way that I'm showing that I love and care for her is by honoring that, because I did try, and then it was like, dog, we said that we're not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So you get what I'm saying. So now the way for me to care and love is to literally honor that commitment that we agreed upon.
You see that thing, it's tricky because it's better when you do it like that. Like I believe in cut ties and get enough time to
do your thing.
Do your thing, deal, I'll deal. I think at the time, like when I got into, when the breakup happened, there wasn't that. Well, I tried, but it didn't really work because you can't help but care. Like in the way that you mentioned, you can't help but care. You can't, because you love this person. And
you did.
And I know it doesn't really go away. There's no switch that you can switch off and be like, yo, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with you.
Yeah.
But the love doesn't disappear overnight. So you care. You want to find out how they're doing. In the same way you wanted to see, is she okay?
Yeah.
So when the breakup is not bad, you feel that there's still room to have a conversation and be like, hey, how are you doing? How are things going for you? Those kind of things. However, what I overlooked was the fact that it becomes, unfortunately, a competition. Like it becomes very,
I've moved on like this. I'm living my life like this.
Yeah.
But what are they seeing now? Are they seeing a black screen?
Because
think of your shit.
Guys, so I apologize. The video did cut, but for the sake of respecting you guys, we're going to literally cut this in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Not necessarily. No.
Yeah.
You're going to show them the slides of our pictures.
Yeah, no, so now there's like, obviously that you can see me there talking, see my friend talking. I'm playing back the clip from before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to end it in 5 minutes. I'm so sorry.
Do apologize for that.
Do apologize, yeah.
Especially if you like my looks.
But I was saying that that door, it kind of tarnishes things because now, I was telling Mona because if you look at it,
because that was your egg. Now you're seeing your egg not act like an egg.
Yeah.
You need to keep that egg so soft and precious and take care of it and make sure it's okay. Now it's busy. It's busy.
Wiley.
No, Wiley. And now
it's busy
you kind of
painted in different colors.
And you kind of like, you know, I should have just not done this. Like
or not heard those things.
Yeah. I'm better off not knowing.
Yeah. Why am I hearing how she's dealing with it?
So from now on, I believe in Joe, after I try,
because we chose to try, let's try.
Because everything's gonna feel like an attack. Everything's gonna feel like it's about you. Or maybe about Felisa Kamkomo. All of a sudden she's doing things she
needs. But are you sure that, how do you evaluate that if you are, like, you know how niggas, kind of niggas?
Yeah.
You know how niggas tend to make things about themselves?
Yeah.
How much of it is that you not making things about yourself?
Oh, most of it is probably you making it about yourself.
Or ego getting in the way.
You can't help it.
Because next thing, I mean, they should be happy after they leave you.
Definitely.
I want you to be happy.
No, it's more of your ego saying, why are you happy with other niggas?
I don't even lie, man.
Yeah.
Between me and you guys and the people that are listening,
yeah.
Damn, my ego stretched out. I want you to be happy, but untap a little bit, knowing that damn,
not other bros,
damn. You know, especially when it's a whack nigga.
Yo, you
went from this to that.
That's why Dima's story. I don't want to see those things.
Yeah.
I've never subjected myself to seeing any of those things. I've never been curious and say, yo, let me go find out.
But I'm of the opinion, if you want to see it.
Okay. Hey, when if you want to see it, tell you're not protecting your peace anymore, because whatever you're gonna see.
Nah, but you must. Look, you put your ego on the side. Do it. It's very simple.
It is. It is.
You're going out of your way to make sure that you don't see them. That's not.
That's
helpful. But I guess you're protecting yourself.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. I feel like also, like, why would you, like, literally this person was meant to be everything forever. And that failed.
Mm.
So why go to the friendship route? That's still, you won't be able to switch off the love for them.
You won't, and it's going to hurt you.
So you want to see their lives. No, if you're going to decide to break up with someone, I think the best thing to do is to completely cut each other off. And then you guys must heal. And then from there, even in the future, you shouldn't be friends again. It's a thing of like, yo, you good? I'm good.
It's not good. It's not great for you. Now you meet somebody else, somebody new, and you're still friends
with your ex,
bro. Oh, that's not a good
one. Because I had the false
pretense.
That Mo and I could be fine. We were gonna just work together. Yeah,
you hope that would be the
friends.
Case.
We even agreed like we're gonna be friends.
Mm. You did say I was so shocked when you told me. Yeah.
And then I think it was a thing of like we were only doing it because we were holding on to each other.
Yeah.
When we were actually meant to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then us trying to hold on, seeing the other person, just even being happy without them.
Yeah.
It was painful.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, this person's living their life. Damn, this living their life. You know what I'm saying? Like everything was working for everyone. So I think the best thing to do is to cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to stop yourself from thinking it's about you.
Yeah.
It's very hard. If you can do it, kudos to you.
Yeah.
But just let it go, bro.
Yeah. Let's leave it there, guys. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, please do something very important. Give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us 2 stars, give us 5. And in the review, tell us why we're at 32.0.
Shout out. Yeah. Please share the episode. Share with your mom and friends.
Yeah. And we have a fire one coming.
Which one is coming first? This one?
Lucas made a decision.
But I'm hoping this one comes, because this one is like an update. And then after this one is the other fire.
Yeah.
We have something special for you.
I had a conversation with my mom.
I'm excited. Mm. Oh, you're saying? Oh.
Well, you did. look forward to that.
Yeah, probably 7 days from this
drop. From this one. Shout out. Yeah, we're trying to be more consistent.
Yeah, no, we're recording like 2 a day now.
2 a day.
So we'll go for the next 2 weeks. Mm. Probably record again next week, Sunday, 2 more, and then we'll probably take like a 2 week break.
Did I say that?
I'm free next week.
Oh, he's free. Mm. Oh yeah, I'm free. Get blocked.
Am I free? I am free.
Recess.
Am I free? When is Easter?
I got so excited about that.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't shoot on Sunday next week. It's Easter Sunday.
You guys going to your homes?
Why are you saying it like?
I'm gonna be here. Anyway, guys,
like, subscribe.
Comment if you want any guests. We can add more mics into this thing.
Yeah. Who do you want to see here?
Yeah.
They said. Can I mention who they said?
Yeah.
Think Leon say.
Yeah, I think Leon would be cool. Leo would be cool.
Yeah.
Chill it.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Shout out.